This is the Doc Scott Masterclass, how to compose a DJ-friendly outro in Ableton Live 12. In this beginner sampling lesson, we'll use live stock tools, simpler, drum rack, warp modes, auto filter, EQ8, utility, echo and reverb, to extract, slice and rework parts of your track into clean, loopable stems and session view scenes that a DJ can mix out of smoothly. The goal is simple: a stable tempo, a clear mono low end, loop-ready phrasing, and long tails or filtered elements DJs can blend with ease. What you will build: a reusable Ableton Live set template that includes a beat-reduced drum loop sliced for performance, a filtered bass or instrument loop with mono low-end control, an atmospheric pad loop with long reverb tails, a session view grid of labeled 8/16/32 bar clips, two stereo stems for DJs, beat-only and music bed, and a few macro controls for quick filtering and level balancing. Before we begin, set your global BPM. For a Doc Scott style drum and bass outro, choose around 174 to 176 BPM and save the live set as Doc Scott outro template so you can reuse it. Step 1. Import and warp your material. Drag your full mix or stems into arrangement or session view. If you're sampling from your own track, use your stems. If you use external breaks or references, make sure you have clearance. Double-click an Audido clip and enable warp. Use Beats mode for draw material and Complex Pro for musical material. Place the 1.1.1 transient marker and adjust warp markers until the clip plays perfectly at project tempo. This ensures your loops stay locked to the grid. Step 2. Create a beat-reduced drum loop with drum rack slices. Isolate the drum section you want for the outro. Aim for 8 or 16 bars. Set the loop brace, and consolidate if you're in arrangement. Drag the consolidated audio into a new MIDI track and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Select Transient Slicing for classic breaks, or 1/16 slicing if you want uniform grid slices. You'll get a drum rack filled with slice pads that are great for triggering, muting, and rearranging. Use the pads to create stripped versions. Remove kick or snare for variations, and save the drum rack as a preset. Step 3. Make a loopable bass or instrument bed in Simpler. Take a sustained bass or pad section into a new MIDI track as Simpler Classic or Sampler if you need multi-sample features. Trim start and end, enable loop in Simpler, and add a small loop crossfade to prevent clicks. If you dragged in warped audio instead, make sure tails align to tempo before sampling them into Simpler. To control the low end, duplicate the bass track. Low pass the duplicate around 250 Hz, and place utility on that duplicate with width set to 0 so the sub is mono. Group or route these tracks together so you can provide a discrete mono sub stem if needed. Step 4. Build an atmospheric pad loop with long tails. Consolidate a long pad or texture loop of 16 to 32 bars. Use a reverb or echo on a return track for long tails and set decay between roughly 6 and 12 seconds for dramatic outs. If you want sustained drones, try freeze mode sparingly and resample when you commit. Duplicate the pad track to create a wet version with louder sends for DJs who want big tails. Step 5. Prepare a DJ-friendly session view structure. Switch to session view and build scenes at 8-bar intervals. Name them clearly: Beat 8, Beat 16, Bed 8, Bed 16, etc. For each track, create clip variations. Full, stripped for example, no kick, low cut for bass, and wet for pad with long reverb. Color code and prefix clip names with the bar length and BPM. For example, 174 16 beat full, so DJs can scan quickly. Make sure each clip's loop length matches the scene length and quante start times where needed. Step 6. Add DJ-friendly processing and macros. Group your beat, bass and pad tracks into a drum and bed group. Insert an audio effect rack on the group and map useful macros. Macro 1 for low pass auto filter cutoff. Macro 2 for drum level. Macro 3 for pad send. Keep macro ranges musical. Don't let the cutoff sweep remove all sub frequencies unless that's intentional. Use utility for gain staging and a glue compressor lightly on the group bus. Place a limiter on master to avoid clipping while keeping headroom. Step 7. Test loopability and export stems. Launch scenes to confirm there are no clicks at the loop borders. If you hear clicks, add small fades to clip edges or use Simpler's loop crossfade. Export stems DJs will use by soloing the beat group and exporting loop WAVs at 24-bit. Render loops at 8, 16 and 32 bars as required and use clear file names like track name outro beat 16b.wav and track name outro bed 16b.wav. Leave headroom Aim for peaks around -6 to -3 dBFS. Optionally, create a combined outro stem for DJs who want a single file. Common mistakes to avoid: not warping samples properly. If the 1.1.1 marker and warp grid aren't set, the loop will drift. Exporting loops with clicks. Remember fades and loop crossfade. Keeping bass stereo. Stereo sub causes phase issues. Mono the low end. Printing heavy tails unnecessarily. Provide dry and wet versions instead. Inconsistent phrasing. Always use 8/16/32 bar lengths DJs expect. Pro tips. Save an outro template with tempo, a pre-configured group, 3 return tracks, and an export folder to speed up workflow. Keep duplicate tracks before destructive edits so you can revert. Use transient, 1/8, or region slicing depending on material, and rename drum rack pads immediately for live use. Create mute layers with rack chains so you can toggle kick or snare without duplicating racks. Map macros to a MIDI controller for hands-on filtering, drum kills or pad sends. Provide both dry and wet pad versions. If you print tails, render extra tail time so DJs have the full decay. When monoing bass, check for phase cancellation and test with utility phase invert if unsure. Mini practice exercise, 45 minutes. Take a 32-bar section from one of your tracks and make a 16-bar beat-only loop with drum rack slices. A 16-bar bass loop resampled into simpler with loop crossfade and a mono sub, and a pad/atmos loop with a long reverb send. Arrange these into 3 session view scenes, 16-bar full, 16-bar stripped, 32-bar long, and export the 16-bar beat and bed as clearly named WAV stems. Final checks before handing off stems, confirm tempo and include BPM in file names, ensure loop lengths are exact multiples of it 8, mono the low end and test for phase, provide dry and wet pad versions, map macros and document them if possible, and keep headroom in your exports. Recap. In this lesson, you learned how to warp and sample parts into simpler and drum rack, create 8/16/32 bar clips in session view, prepare dry and wet versions for DJs, use autofilter, EQ8, utility and return effects for DJ-friendly processing, map macros for live control, and export clean stems ready for mixing. Save your template, practice the exercise, and keep your outro predictable and flexible. Give DJs the dry, the wet, and the option to remove the sub, and you'll make a truly usable Doc Scott-style outro.